Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. This Perek discusses David's meeting with Achimelech and David's escape from King Achash. In the previous Perek, we learned how Jehonathan saved David's life and encouraged David to flee from Shaul. In this Perek, we will now see the beginning of David running place to place in fear of his life. After David parted with Jehonathan, David fled to the city of Kohanim called Nov. Just a word on Nov. After the Mishkan at Shiloh was destroyed by the Plishtim, a temporary place in Nov, located in Binyamin, was built. This sanctuary contained the copper mizbeach from the time of Moshe. However, the Aron was still located in Kiryas Yearim, as it was there for 22 years. In Pasuk Beis, Vayavo David Novel Achimelech HaKohen, Veyechran Achimelech L'Kros David. Now David fled to the city of Nov, where Achimelech HaKohen was, and Achimelech hurried to greet David. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Ata levacha v'ish ein yitchach. You're by yourself, David, and no one is with you. Achimelech questioned David about why he came by himself. David explained he's on a secret mission from Shaul and left in a haste with no food or weapons. In Pasuk Gimel through Yud, David further responded to Achimelech's questioning that the soldiers are pure, referring to himself, and therefore fitting to eat from the lechem apanim. David, being in danger for his life, would also need a weapon to travel with. Achimelech gave David to eat from the leftovers of the previous week's bread of the lechem apanim, as that was the only food available, and David was famished from his travels. Achimelech gave David Goliath's sword, which was kept in Nob, as a reminder of the miracle Hashem done for Yisrael. While Achimelech had thought no one was present, and no one had seen David present there, it would be considered a secret, Dog Adomi, the shepherd of Shaul, had been around that day. In the next parak, we will see how Doeg Adomi caused trouble for David and the entire city of Nob to be destroyed. In Pasuk Yet Aleph through Tezayin, which is the end of the parak, David now fled to Achash, king of Gash. Note this was an act of desperation. David not only had to flee from the Jewish-occupied part of Eretz Yisrael, but he actually fled to Gash, where the Plishtim, the enemies of the Yidden, were located, to where David actually killed Goliath. Upon reaching Gath, the servants of King Achash had almost recognized him as David. David was scared of King Achash and took the threat seriously. And Pasuk Yudalit and Tesvav, Vayeshno es tamu b'neihem, and David changed his demeanor in front of them, v'yisholel v'yadom, and he played insane, v'yasev adolosos ashar, and he scribbled on their doors, Vayored Reiro al-Zikono, and he had saliva drip on his beard. He changed his entire appearance to look like a madman. Vayomer Achish el-Odov, Hinei Tero Ish Mishtageah. Look at this man, King Achash said. He's a Meshugana. He's insane. Lama Tiviu S.L.I. Why'd you bring him to me? Don't I have enough Meshuganas, insane people, in my palace? Then King Achash had let David go, and David had escaped. The Mishpat Zohar brings from the Arizal that everything in this world is a mashal, a parable, for something in the next world. So now when David saw King Achash, it immediately reminded him of Hashem's kingship. When David took his lower level fear, his lower level Yira, and turned it into a higher level fear, Yiras Hashem, he automatically reached such high levels of vagus and connection to Hashem that David actually looked like a Meshugana, an insane person, a madman. And therefore, King Achish let him go. But it wasn't because David was actually scared. It's the opposite. David, at that moment, achieved amazingly high devakis, connection with Hashem, which caused David's presentation to look different, like a crazy person. Alternatively, the Svarim HaKadoshim add, sometimes when a person is gripped by fear, nervousness, or anxiety, a person needs to act silly, like a Meshugana or a madman. So here, while David was in this low place of King Achash, he was able to escape by acting silly with mili d'shtuta, words of silliness, and pretending to be a madman. Therefore, he was let go from this dark place and set free. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.